Thus I have heard, at one time when Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Deep Mountain, in the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Lord Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, so no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. No ignorance and no exhaustion and ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion and old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas and unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which causes all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is divine. Tiyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva is trained in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profession of wisdom should be practiced just as well as fine, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Yes. 소게 통마교노 제디 고초소나 조선 드로네 에네 샤추지 센치 고도 데 카르레스나다 로 어서 베나 산지 샤추 바다도 로로 카사 고초소나 산지 제다도 샤추 바다 다기 제소지 로라 펜세로 고초소나 조선 드로네 에네 샤추지 센치 고도 데 카르레스나다
So when we recite this the particular sadhana where it states that so I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha until I obtain the state of enlightenment, and by means of developing the bodhicitta, which is the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment. So what is the main reason? What is the reason that why we take a refuge to the three jewels first, and then it is followed by the developing of the bodhicitta.
Namasanje ba mai ye shachu sama ye re ye ma risa.
Is it possible that you know any kind of the beings who is bodhisattva not a being as a Buddhist?
Then Jonish, Ben Sanchu, you sent any time at the pitch, you might as a lot of wages salada. There was Jenfish, which I'm going at the yogurt model. Jonish, you know, you sent any time at the pitch, you might as a lot. Because you're from a chosen Madoche.
I believe that there could be individuals whose love and compassion is at a certain degree where one can feel a very great, deep compassion. But as far as the definition of the compassion itself is concerned, according to the Buddhist the philosophy, the how it asserts, I don't think it would be possible for existence of such individuals, that kind of bodhisattva, bodhisattva's compassion level, without being like a Buddhist.
So
if you look at how the individuals develop that kind of the bodhicitta, the genuine bodhicitta, so as far as it is the definition is stated in the Buddhist text, obviously it would entail the necessity for whatever the preceding causes and conditions that would require to give rise to such a bodhicitta mind, such as like the art of renunciations and taking refuge in the three jewels and so forth. So if you trace down how this the genuine bodhicitta is developed, we can trace down all the way back to that rely on the one's master, the root of the path, you know, through which that one can develop the understanding into the art of renunciations, so and so forth. So we must develop that kind of the motivations to develop the bodhicitta, the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment. After we have gone for refuge in the three jewels, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, from the depth of our heart. So that is the primary requirements to develop the motivations when it comes to listening to teachings. So with regard to, for instance, one pledge to have a particular precepts, for instance, like the individual's liberations precepts, whether it be the tantric precepts, it must be based on the taking refuge in the three jewels as a fundamental, which is the instrumental or indispensable element, which needs to be there as a primary, the ground on which that we can develop this kind of precepts. So that is one of the reasons why when His Holiness the Dalai Lama, when he gives initiations, any kind of initiations, prior to that, His Holiness always emphasized on the giving the particular, the vows that for the lay people, you know, the lay people's the precepts, so that, you know, one can go for refuge in the three jewels, so on the basis of which that we can practice the initiations. So let us meditate on how our mind can be receptive or ready for the developing this kind of the bodhicitta mind. So after we may have developed this bodhicitta, the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment, and the teachings that we are having a discourse with this evening, as usual, it is the treatise on the stages of path to enlightenment. So these the great treatise on the stages of path to enlightenment is explained in the four primary categories.
So 갑디스노세 간데스노샤세네 간지네 휴지게 다다라 아니 제바비 치와 계시면서
So out of these four categories, the first being the presentation of the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that the teaching is of the noble origin, the authenticity. So how do we establish that the teaching's author is very great? So we can infer on the teaching itself and how it, you know, what elements it gives, you know, the message.
제가 저기 간사한테 세미 집에 이미 가다 그 간사하게 손에 세마 이메일다 그랬잖아. 손에게 여자 만원 때문에 대한
So in general speaking, the way, the avenue by which that we establish the individual being is a the supreme being or the higher being by means of his or her teachings.
다 숨바보도 소니가 대비다 진소나 다 녀바보도 시바보니 이마도 조여 말이 괜히 좋아지 땅으로 알았다. 콜은 좋아.
So once you have found the teachings author and the, both the teachings author and the teaching itself is great and perfect. Now the question would arise, so if there's any flaw in the listening side, the listener's side.
대라가 저 희행에다 영향이나 자체 가르고래 아니 자주 세지 플러스 주 생각으로 왔어.
So what key elements which is required as a prerequisites within the domain of the psyche in the one who preaches the teachings, the particular teachings, and the listener who listens to that teaching is a development of the bodhicitta, you know, the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment.
저기는 제법이 비타보대다 제법은 제상이 비타보대기 가르송샤에를 넣어서나 아니 탐에비 소수주의 선제설을 말해봐도 예, 이는 랑가이, 랑제 땡샤르라다, 랑마노아데.
So, such a great author who impart that particular teaching, if you look at the subject matter, you know, they impart the teachings on particular stages of the path, which would lead the ordinary beings to the obtain the state of enlightenment as the ultimate goal.
들어 당가 뭐지 이서마 짓다지 이제 봐서 메다에 들어와 당가 뭐 이서마 가르치는 책이래서 라와래라다 사제코로 좋아서지
So when you look at that the fourth categories you know how to lead the students with the actual instructions so this is what it is about
아 사제지 봐도 말로입니다 아니 들리기 사제지 봐도 자이 사제니지
So within these the four categories, how to lead the student with the actual instruction is, you know, this particular, the fourth is the main part of the text, which is explained in the two subcategories, which is known as the first being, how to rely on the teachers, you know, how to rely on the teachers, the root of the path, and the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teacher. So there is an expression of right at the initial stage, where one would go for, one would rely on the teachers, the root of the path, until we obtain the state of enlightenment as an ultimate goal. So this is the whole process, the way we begin and the way we end.
잠깐만 보겠습니다. 다 때는 로치 대장이를 받으려니 이제 ဒီတဲ့နှင်းပေါ်နေပြီရှိကောတနှင်းပေါ်ကျတဲ့နေပြီသူညင်းကြီးတနှင်းပေါ်ကျတဲ့နေပြီသူတဲ့လာယောင်းနောင်ကြီးနောင်ကြလာငင်ပတ်ကျပါတနှင်းပေါ်နေစင်ငွေကြီးတနှင်းပေါ်နေစင်ငွေတော်လေကျွပချုံကတော့ထမောနေနောင်ကြီးရေပေါ်လောကြောင့်စီကျွပတွင်တော့ထမောနေနောင်ကြီးရောကျွပချင်းကနောင်ကြီးရေပေါ်လောကြောင့်စီကြီးတတ်တော်ပေါ်လာညင်းကြီးကျွပချုံကစုံကြီးကျွပချင်းကစံပါကြောင့်ငွေတဲ့ကြီးပြီစီတဲ့လာလောတော့ 바도네 에니 지데시마 데 토데바 세인디
so within the categories of the how to rely on the master the root of the path the two parts you know and the first being the fourth category is explained in two parts the first being how to rely on the teachers the root of the path and the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teachers so out of these two the first one is already been covered and the second one is explained as another the two subcategories the first being an exhortations to take full advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity and the second being how to take that full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity and out of these two the first one has already been covered and the second one is explained in another two subcategories which are what was that which are like the actual excuse me I got it again the how to take the full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity is explained in two parts how to develop a certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path and the actual way to take a full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity so these the second one the actual way to take a full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity is explained in the three categories the training the mind in the stages of the path share with a person of a small capacity training the mind in the stages of the path share with a person of the medium capacity and the training the mind in the stages of the path for a person of a great capacity so out of these three we are now discussing on the first one which is the training the mind in the stages of the path share with a person of a small capacity which has actually the three parts the actual training of a thought for a person of a small capacity and then second being the measure of the attitude of a small person the person of a small capacity and then third being they're clearing up the misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of a small capacity so out of these three categories we are discussing on now the first one and which is the actual training of thought for a person of a small capacity so which has two parts developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives and rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life so out of these two categories the first one has already been covered and the second one has another two subdivisions so the first being the training and going for refuge the excellent door for entering the teachings and then the second being second what you have is the developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all the temporary happiness and the definite goodness so out of these two we are on the first one which has the four different subcategories they are the causes of going for refuge and based on that objects to which that you go for refuge the way you go for refuge and after you have gone for refuge then there's the stages of precepts to be adopted
tang azu jideshma de thoden ba se dela ani ni wa jowashma ma so yapo yoe gi tashi gareo yore se sona ni yore se na da
so in brief the how many different methods are there from which that we can derive the happiness in the next life which is the two
ni bodi ani yich kujosona yichene josodo ata ani lendele yichi bani bodi resa
yeah the first being you know, the first being the taking refuge, the three jewels from the depth of one's heart, and the second being, developing the faith of convictions in the law of causality, the particularly the law of the karma, the believing the consequences of the action that we carry out. So in order for us to take refuge in the three jewels, the first of all, we need to recognize what the causes are. So the causes are, there are two causes. You remember the two causes are? The first causes is, believing in
Jibata, okay.
The first cause is that the fear that can you develop, out of your reflection on what the reality is, and then the second being the development of the faith of convictions. So with regard to the objects of refuge, it confines to only three objects, which are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So all of these are the different topics have been covered so far. So here we are on the third categories, which is the way you go for refuge.
So,
as it states in the Lamrim, which is very comprehensible and very easy to understand, when we talk about these four different categories, the first being the causes of going for refuge, and the second being the base on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, and then third being the way you go for refuge, and the fourth being once you have gone for refuge, then there's a particular stages of path, the stages of precepts that one needs to adopt with. The way you go for refuge, here, the text reads, the way you go for refuge, there are four aspects to going for refuge: by knowing the good qualities, by knowing the distinctions, through commitment, and by refusing to acknowledge other refuge. So it reads that going for refuge by knowing the good qualities, since going for refuge by knowing the good qualities requires recalling the good qualities of the refuge. So there are three subdivisions of this topic. The first, the good qualities of the Buddha, and the second, the good qualities of the teaching or dharma, and the third, the good qualities of the Sangha, the spiritual community. The good qualities of the Buddha's body. This entails recollection of the Buddha's auspicious signs and exemplary features. Recall them as they are taught in the press by example, upama stava. It's a section of the press in honor of one worthy of honor. So it reads that your body adorned with the signs is beautiful an elixir for the eye. It is like cloudless autumn sky decorated with the cluster of the stars. So this is the primary source of how we describe the Buddha's qualities in terms of the physical bodies. There are 32 the different aspects of the 32 different aspects of auspicious signs, and then there are 80 different exemplary features. So, Rinpoche is giving a description on that, the Tibetan text, what it reads, as it says in here in the English translation. The Buddha's body is embellished with the 32 different aspects of the signs, which makes him very beautiful in appearance. An excerpt for the eye. It's like the cloudless autumn sky, which is decorated with the cluster or the group of the stars. So here the text reads, O golden sage, beautifully draped with the religious robes, you are like a golden mountain peak wrapped in a clouds of sunrise or sunset. And O protector, it refers to the Buddha, even the full moon, free of clouds, cannot compare. And with the radiant orb, which means the sun of your face, free of the embellishment of the jewelry. So here, it's a metaphorically the pressing one to the Buddhas, exemplifies the suns and moons and stars, which denotes the beauty of the sky, just like that.
Metaphorical.
So in general sense, when you look at the sun, which sets in the west on the peak of the mountain, and then when the sun sets, and obviously there's kind of like a cool breezing, which is really soothing our, the sensory feeling. So it just beautifies. It's metaphorically. The way we understand the Buddha was, Buddha has been beautiful, should be understood in terms of the beauty kind of nature, which is caused by accumulations of the merits over the three innumerable aeons.
ngenda nga chu gi ndele shu mi lo la shu cha tu ye ki mi lo da je da yin sa ji gi sen da pe ji sen ge de zeng so ji ta me ba yi jin lo ne cha tu ye chi ji ma re sa da
so when we describe these aspects or the qualities of the Buddha how it appears that physically you know it would be hard for us to envision the such a possibilities and to see that kind of beauty from our conventional perspective
tena den dwa tena den ne sha sho ne zibi na kha ji ta den de thu gu sen ji chwa ba de sa kha ji thu ma de sa la da pe ne den na ye so do
but just as that it would be hard for us from ordinary or the conventional perspective that we cannot really limit the vastness of the space. So just as like we cannot limit the vastness of the space, so does, you know, would very difficult for us to the fathom the how beauty there is in the nature of the Buddhahood. Just as like, you know, we can, one can really enjoy the sun shines when the sun is not obstructed by the clouds. You know, so does, you know, one can really enjoy the beauty of the how the Buddha appears within his face.
Lanju jo sendwa sondo ateji lo
so it is should a bee see the lotus of your face and a lotus opened by the sun it would wonder which was the real lotus
pena deni re do ate tade da ta de gyen me che kanje sanje ji pena she ji ro me to khashe wa na ye ji pena na so na she ji ngui bi ne ji pema ni bo de ro bu pomasenge jiro pema lo khoe ji book ko ade thon yi me to pema gare yin ba ma wa de ne en ten so yi ma le ne de ji re
so here is a metaphorically speaking it says that the sun of the Buddha's face when it radiates towards the particular flower which is like lotus you know it starts blossoming so you know and there are particular the bees you know which is attracted by that kind of the flower the blossoming so does the you know the beings you know can be attracted by the Buddha's the good qualities
and chuyis yejin do den ba sen wa chenkan zeba choba ne sej re sejes jesi tyonga yin da zep jime shuban ra so
So it reads, your white teeth beautify your golden face like pure moonbeams in autumn pouring through the gaps between the golden mountains.
Sanje ji chi seboro wa, tela chen zombo de kaboro wa, tenga su ji chirahako mani, se ji riji sinu ne, jolo lan dhase de puyo yu di kandu poko yu di mishiya, kanje pete de, roa. Sanje ji chi la, eni chen zombo sunje sanye yu roa. Te kandiri se lo so na, se ji rigi jolo la, dawa gin daze puwa na yire so do.
So, the metaphorically speaking, if you envision how it looks like, when you talk about the 32 different aspects or the qualities of the Buddha's signs, you know, it is exemplified by the golden mountain when it is radiated by the sun behind it and how it is it's kind of
janna so ne ko ngaso se yir chi le tin di ya le ro tin di tin chi chag mu do la da le se yir le da je po so ne de chag de sang yin chi de jo ko na chag mu do a se de thom ni ro
of course you know since you know we haven't seen that huge gold out of which that we can produce the golden mountain And it is hard for me to, you know, envision the such a possibility, how it will look like. I can't imagine that.
주여 주지 샤연에서 콜리센진 제제바 코어 더브 미나나 샤게 운용제바라 손데네.
So it reads, O one, so worthy of worship, your right hand, adorned with the signs of will, makes the gesture of relief to people terrified by the cycle existence or samsara. So there's an understanding there. There's a particular the wheel of Dharma in the palm of the Buddha's hand, which symbolizes that he expounds the teachings for the sake of the ordinary beings to turn away from the negativities and then lead them to the state of enlightenment. This. So it reads, O sage of the Buddha, so when you walk, your feet leave marks on this earth like splendid lotuses. How can it be beautified by the lotus gardens? So there has been an understanding that when the Buddha walk, you know, obviously he's not walking on the ground that he can touch his feet on, but rather, you know, he would walk and then there are the flowers on top of which that and under which under the feet of him appears. So whether it really the flower is there objectively or it is because of some, you know, people, you know, whose karmic is very potential and karmic is ripened.
Jidang kandri yin na pena nga suki lo jidung nga jingang la dache timbas jagal pe di ne kosa la tanda ulu zudu yungin da sensang peche yungin jida peche taka dija kong la kong yungi mato yung su zubo yung ta jidin jie sin da yinji ma res.
So how Buddha appears, if you look at the statue there, you know, what do you call it in English? The crown? Pushisha, yeah. So in reality, we cannot ascertain, you know, the Buddha has the such quality objectively, but, you know, it is understood in certain way that the Buddha appear in such a way that to a particular individuals, whose,
you know, karma is ripened.
So I'm not really sure, you know, how the Buddha has descended down, as we see in a depictions, you know, where the Buddha come descend down, sort of like the stairs, you know.
The Garison, yeah, be Kadhi na Kadhi na re. Kenda kama bed ma payo na, ani lopat tawa teta ki ani kota ma ani toba le nyanshe sena ani ki ta lo marong ba chibi tianda la ani zhangzao na kang tegu doa.
Adisla.
로아 에 단단가서 하부티 신걸 하부티 세고라도 순지 자송만 배우디 로아 자서 깨달음만 배우디 자서 깨달음만 마태와이나 아니 배우지 마태나 단다 깨자 중에 될 하이 엄버 자진데 대다기 초사비 된다라 아니 맞춤 못 보아 나이 깨달음만 자서 보고도 와 아니 자서 반학하는 배우도 와 반학하는 배우디 가르서나 아니 오는 쟁이게 미티바다 된디게 로바다도 세게 야 고타마 또발에 양샤스
If you look at how the Buddha descended down to the earth, and there's an understanding that there are two different the avenue by which that the Buddha descended down. That sometimes he appears to be descending down as we climb down the stairs. He does that intentionally for the purpose of so those who can collect the merits for laying down the stairs for him, for his purpose. And sometimes he doesn't descend down in that way, but rather he would just fly, descend down, and in such a way he did it so for the non-Buddhist philosopher. We call it the Modipa in Tibetan term. So who has the wrong view of how the natures are. So in order for them to, turn their mind away from the ignorance. So for their sake, sometimes the Buddha descend down in a different way.
Ani sunchi tsasun le che ba te sanje chegro digi tenda tang ani sunchi tsasun yi la teda la ani tabat chatin je geza chumbi tenda la ani sanje sunchi tsasun ne la phe ani ya dawa sunshu ani ma zambil ne yunju ma phero chi se suwa da ne ani ma phebi kao chi re tada de
so na arje
sanje gonlo ji chi she je la phebi ne ko la ani ranyi ji yon gomba zo wa
So when the Buddha was 44 in age, and his mother passed away, and then she took a rebirth in a heaven. So after the mom has taken rebirth in the particular heaven, what we call it, Sumjitsasunbe, there's a 32 dushita, right? So, and then where there's a potential, the karmic potential for the beings in a dushita, which is a very conducive for ripening. If the Buddha visited there. So therefore the Buddha visited there on the time of
what is it? Yeah, Yane.
In the summer retreat. During the summer retreat, the 3 months of the summer retreat, the Buddha went to the heaven, Tushita. So after the Buddha has visited the Dushita, and when he descended down, and then he descended down through the stairs which was made through the crystals and jewels and stuff so forth. So my real question is, and the point being made here is, I wonder when the Buddha was alive in India, so did he really appear as we see here today, how we understand today?
Uh-huh.
Or is it something, confined to only particular persons whose karmic is ripened? So if it is the case with only the one who really had the vision of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical Buddha, with the reason that they have a karmic potential, then it would follow that what about the non-Buddhist philosopher at that time who has a wrong view and who, you know, who have the perspective which is go against the Buddhist philosophy and then the Buddhist kind of perspective. So
And also,
if you look at the history of the Buddha Shakyamuni, right? There are beings, you know, who try to kill the Buddha by means of the different weapons that they could ever collect and use it against. So I'm not sure, you know, if you take this the Buddhist particular Buddhist teachings, which states or the historically that we call it Tongzhi in Tibetan language, which means once you have seen the Buddha, and then it's liberated from their negativities. So I'm not sure about that. You know, I cannot envision the possibility of that. So should we take this particular, you know, history as a blue law? I don't know.
다간제 산제 간제 맞추는 맞추는로와 변에 샤샤 리지 풍보기 넘발 때네 고노 제치 받아 줘 봐라 왔다. 뭐에는 제여의 그 감각이 손주 쉬어야겠지.
So anyway, the whatever the case it may be, the how we understand the conventionally, what called the Buddha Shakyamuni, he was born in India and he lived for 81 years old.
어느 산제세이 때 다가랑 레베스 나와이나 로아 산제세이 때 다가랑지 샤다 디지지 풍보지기 넘버 때마 다가랑 문제 제거 그래서 나와이나.
So in terms of recognizing the Buddha, now the question would arise: does it really confine to the Buddha as a, you know, the physical form which is coming into being out of the aggregations, the aggregates, metaphysical aggregates?
양 제가 마음이 좋다 젠다도서 소수조원이 장하면 시세데 소수조원의 이기기 산재 받을라 풍부지 대지로 코로나나 고안행에 열을라다 좋다든 종로.
So there are the Buddhist school, what is known as the Vaibhashika school, you know, the where that those Buddhist philosophers, they believe the Buddha, their understanding of Buddha is confined to that particular the Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, the Buddha in the context of the metaphysical aggregates.
다 저기 타투비 고아 산제세대 간대질 고아는 그래서는 롱의 십바장제 난이지 가자지는 원생 것을 나다.
So now the question is, how should we understand the concept of Buddhahood? Obviously, it should be understood in terms of the level of consciousness, or we can say the accumulating point of the consciousness.
근데 정글은 뭐지? 타투든 대시 저기 이제 상하기 뒤고는 시에나 대지 고대원도 세네지 간제 라반제 산다고지. 라고도 세네 얘들 알레 시기 대저도 시기면도 마도 그러 타투는 뭔지 제 이제 상하기 간제 산제기 타녀제도 산제기 변은 손주 줄거 여지대. 레 만대와래서 소도와.
So with regard to identifying what the real Buddha is, obviously we cannot comprehend unless you know, we explained from the point of view of the Vajrayana text, which His Holiness the Dalai Lama he introduced the state of Buddhahood from the point of view of the four kayas. Or
변화로 어쨌든 들리지 예치사려라도 변화 안다고지 이로아 늘리지나 강전인데 로아 나도지 강전에 대위디 니 로드 셈바짱지 원래 세서 빼지 영수 종이지 끝이 피질라 자선하게 지두었지 들어와 변화로 변화 가사지 들으스 자로와 가사지 들으스 자로디 피기지 라이크 산노톤 세고로 라이크 미바체와 나기지로 라이크 미바체와 나기지 이제 통보 이발레 로스지 비길라 세와지 너 코토사레
How about can you envision the possibility of the state of Buddhahood in the context of the one's visualization of the meditational deity? So, you know, if you meditate and visualize yourself to transform it into that that meditational deity, inseparable from that the particular the meditational deity that you meditate on. So, if you know, we try to understand the state of Buddhahood, you know, in the context of the metaphysical body, then it is not really, you know, conform with the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you envision the possibility to understand the Buddhahood? Let's, for example, you know, if you look at me, my metaphysical body, and then you visualize that turns into the radiance, the radiance of the light that radiating, then you know the light you know transform into the state of Buddhahood. So from our conventional understanding, when we look at the what called the consciousness or the mind, which is very distinctive, I mean, which is very distinguished from, which is very different from what the physical body is. The explanation of what the Buddha is from the point of view of the Vajrayana system, the higher yoga standard system, you know, there is the possibility of the Buddha in the form of the wind. And when an individual is able to control over the one's wind and the one's mind or the consciousness, and you know, from which the Buddha can derive from,
mm-hmm.
as a substantive cause, what is the So the wind, you know, is a play a role as a substantive cause, the whereas the consciousness would play a role as a contributing factors, mm-hmm. which would give rise to the state of Buddhahood. So in general sense, we have understanding when we talk about the compassion. Obviously, we tend to understand the compassion is like the contained of the consciousness, which is the separable entity from the body itself. or the consciousness itself, maybe. But we shouldn't understand the state of Buddhahood from the highest yoga tantra from the point of view. We don't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
But rather, it's different. So it is only the case of how the Buddha is manifesting to the individuals, but in reality, the essence of the Buddhahood is the essence of the wind and the consciousness. So it would be hard to explain what exactly the Buddha is like. So when we talk about the Buddha's hand, so what do you have in mind? You know, something that is physical, the bare hand, but in reality, it should be understood in terms of inseparable from the bliss and the emptiness. So, in general, you know, when we try to understand what the Buddha is, it should be understood in terms of the state of mind where it is inseparable from its own the physical body. And also in the it should be understood in terms of the bliss which is inseparable from the emptiness. So when we think about, when we talk about the Buddha, and we should try to reflect on these and the 32 aspects of the science of the Buddha, and the 80 different exemplary features. So, you know, this is how we should develop the understanding of how the Buddha appears.
The
general speaking, you know, it would be hard for individuals to understand the subtle nature of the Buddhahood due to the fact that we know we are not abiding in a situation where, you know, which is conducive for us to cognize that kind of state. So that's why it would be hard for us to, you know, envision the such a possibility. So So let alone the our understanding of the state of Buddhahood in our the constructive in our mind, domain of the mind. But even when we talk about the realm which is known as the formless realm, so you know it would be hard to envision such a possibility.
Tindu yuzume ji sinchen de da gi ni le gyawa sa su me gyawa sa su tobar ji som je ma su se thanye je yo de sa.
And there are understandings among these beings in the formless realm, where you know they can accumulate the merits, the positive things, and you know they can develop the state of the mind progressively. So my point is, you know, we should try to establish such a state of the Buddhahood in the particular pictures that you know shown by the scriptures. To me, you know, in general speaking, I don't have any envision the possibility of any activities that can be carried out by the other beings, other of the human form, or the beings that we can see and we can experience, we can touch in our bare, you know, the sensory apparatus, something that we can be perceived by our sensory apparatus. I mean.
Tā kāñcī tā tāyā rē rō, yīñjī mīcī sāñcī sētā yōr mōnyā yōr dā yōr gōrē sētā uzu dā jāyā jīn mārē rō. Ngā tsū kī pēnā cīn dēlā yā rō rō yō jī nā dū rō rō yō jī yō nā, yā wā lā tā yō mārē lā tā, dū wā lā tā yō mārē, tā yō mā sā jī rō yō rō sā lā tā.
So we are not really trying to establish there's a state of Buddhahood, you know, without any reasons. So if we trace down, if you look at the situations where we can adopt the good qualities, and then we can, you know, abandon the negativities, and in general sense, in a conventional reality, which is very conceivable, there's you know, we can improve. In terms of improving, there shouldn't be any limit. So in terms of the good qualities, you know, when in terms of the improving the good qualities of the physical body, as far as the physical body is concerned, there should be a limit, you know, the certain extent we can develop in the human society. But as far as the mind or the consciousness is concerned, you know, we can improve infinitely. So what do you think about that? Can you envision the possibility of the state of Buddhahood? We should really strive to develop the understanding of the state of Buddhahood. You know, we need some endowment. Otherwise, it would be hard. So the text reads, with regard to the good qualities of the Buddha's speech, reflect on the marvelous manner of the Buddha's speech. Even if every living being in the universe asks him a different questions at the same time, he comprehends them all with the one instant of his wisdom. Then he answers all the questions with a single word, which all beings understand in their own languages.
Tindriji sanje chi teri sonyi mefe na kare yinansi rwa, pena rwa, ta chi kiri yonso zoba tuju le ma sontu nye ye sanje je teri soni ma pe na kare yinas.
So why is it not possible for Buddha, you know, to appear in the today's world? We really need, you know, one who is able to speak this all different languages. I believe it can't be real what it says. we have no record in the human history. As far as his one of the Dalai Lama is concerned, he doesn't, as far as our conventional understanding is concerned, he doesn't speak English well, nor Spanish. So here the text says, you know, when the Buddha was asked the multiple questions, the diverse multiplicity questions raised by the different people with the different mentality, and he would answer in one single sentence, and then everyone would understand his or her own context. So this would be very hard for us to envision the, such a possibility. When we use the particular word, for instance, the So in general speaking, when the particular language is used, for instance, let's say in English, you know, all the negativities or the negative actions are to be abandoned. Obviously, this can be interpreted in many different languages. So, unlike this this context, you know, when the Buddha was asked different questions by the persons, then one single sentence, how can we envision the, such a possibility that can suit the each and every the different persons who asked that questions? So here the text reads, the chapter of the truth speaker says, it is like this, if all living beings simultaneously ask questions using many different expressions, he understands them in a single moment and with a single utterance gives answers to each. So therefore, know that in the world, the leader knows how to be eloquent. He turns the wheel of teaching that eradicates the suffering of deities and humans. When we talk about, you know, some audio which is pleasing, such as like when we listen to the music with the beautiful melodies, obviously there's a soothing kind of feeling when we listen to it. So when you talk about the beauty of the Buddha's speech, obviously it is not confined to how the melody is, but rather it should be understood in terms of the beauty in a such a way that that can dispel the ignorance of the people. Even we can understand the Buddha's act of taking a breath in and out is for the purpose of sentient beings. So why is it such a press to the Buddha like that?
그러나 소유 우동세디 단다 샤타디지 공부를 우야마 동이 근데 이갈렌로 이제 나와 거거로 선제 우동세 되는지 말어 그 대도 이미지 안에 대디디 지 가정이나 간통 소리 지대지 지 라니지 지 강해지 저기 단다 우동 깨지 말어 왔을라다
Obviously it is not the case with the Buddha when it comes to taking a breath in and out. It's unlike our ordinary how we take in and out the breath. The Buddha's, taking his, bestir himself, taking a breath in and out is for the purpose of the other living beings, all the living beings. In a sense that he is in a state where the bliss is inseparable from the emptiness of all phenomena. So if it is the case with the Buddha, so even his the act of taking a breath in and out is the primarily aimed at liberating the sentient beings from the samsara or the suffering, then of course not to mention that he's turning the wheel of dharma is for the sake of eradicating the root of the root of the samsara for the sentient beings. So there is an additional the press that is made against the Buddha's speech, the quality of the good qualities of the speech. So furthermore, it reads that furthermore, recall what is taught in the press in 150 verses. Your face is so captivating. Listening to your pleasant speech is like seeing nectar flow from the moon. Your speech, like a rain cloud, settles the dust of attachment. Like the Garuda, it expels the snake of hostility. Again and again, it is like a sun dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Since it raises the mountain of pride, it is also like Vajra. Because you see the truth, your speech never misleads. Since it is flawless, it is correct. Since it's well composed, it is easy to understand. Your words are well spoken. At first, your speech captivates the listener's mind. Then, if give it to thought, it clears away attachments and delusions. It relieves the destitute, protects the unruly, and induces the reveler to renounce. Your speech accords with everyone's needs. It delights the learned, improves the mind of the middling, and dispels the darkness of the lowly. This speech is medicine for all living beings. So what it states is that primarily the good quality about the Buddha's speech is the qualities that where it play a role as the antidote to the three poisons.
So
So the Buddha's teachings can be seen as the rain which can fall down and the moisture, the dust of the attachments that we ordinarily have. There's a particular the bird, what you call it, that counteract the snake. Garuda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this is like a metaphoric. Generally speaking, and the hatred is a metaphor by the fire, the flame of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So here it's different here. And the snake is metaphoric to the jealousy. And then pride is the metaphor to the lion. And the Buddha's speech is like the sun that dispels the ignorance of the sentient beings. The mountain of prideness of the ordinary beings is conquered by the Vajra. So the Buddha speech is like a Vajra. So the Vajra or the indestructible the entity, so which is used as an antidote to conquer the ignorance of the sentient beings. There's a saying that as long as the Vajra is held by the beings, the higher being, the supreme beings, and the ordinary people's the discursive thoughts and all the afflictions is automatically, dismantled or diminished. Obviously, that the Vajra can be a very precious one.
So
So when we talk about the Vajra, which is so powerful in a sense of indestructible, here indestructible should be understood in terms of the emptiness, which is inseparable from the bliss.
所以，
it could be very true. You know, it is very true. By relying on the Buddha's teachings, you know, one's ignorance can be dispelled.
刚才说的是呢，三界一定会比那次的松柏的没落而完了的。So
the reason is, whatever the Buddha taught is not contradictory to the what the reality is.
三界可能是诺阿弥瓦斯。And
the Buddha is the flawless.
可能变成那么松的。
And moreover, the Buddha's teaching is such that if one really wants to study and implement into their daily practices, you know, it is very reasonable and very absorbable. So if you ask the question, you know, why it is so understandable and comprehensible, you know, it's something that really doesn't make sense to me very well. The reason why that you may find it difficult to understand the Buddhist teaching as a whole is you can envision that you can understand this teaching. This teaching, the particular teaching, was taught. The Buddhist teaching was taught to the disciples, you know, whose the mental, you know, intelligence is the supreme.
三界送云的托马三界嘛送这个是念波，那你上那东的一人家波，那你样的样子是上云的，你别提起又没让你送的起罗啊，等你来个送多啊，送三界送云的天了。So
when you describe on the qualities of the Buddha's speech, you know, it is described as something which is very pleasing when you listen to, and it's very understandable when you try to contemplate on the meaning of the teachings, and then once you have contemplated, you know, it really moves your heart.
嗯，对人生也有了，但那我从没经验，从我的这些现在题目上也没经验做过了。上节一说的第一课题了，从下来的，过两年多年以后呢，我呢，西部也有了。So
since the Buddha's teaching is expounded as an antidote to our three poisons, the ignorance, the hatred, and what's called attachments, you know, which really makes sense. That's it.
嗯，毕竟我说的，哪里没得的，把面点的呢？把面几没得的，然后面把松的，阳点的，原来个有什么差别多？And
it would really contribute our conscientious.
嗯，现在不有些都变了，他一聊啊，有了，他感觉他一，我说啥子一聊啊，老板娘等于都是，上节给松松的聊啊，老板娘咪打呢，然后几他比聊了说吧，得到这些的，点有个有多，没有给什么钱。
So there are the deities, you know, who really enjoy their life, you know, acquiring that kind of this, you know, that kind of the satisfactory like entities, which is contaminated in reality, the happiness or the blissful, which is contaminated. And then when the Buddhist teaching is such that when it's listened by an expert or one who is really scholar, one who is really intelligent, you know, they would really appreciate. And then those of the medium intelligence, you know, one can really develop the progress into the proficiency by relying on his teachings. So those beings with the very the basic or the ordinary intelligence, which is very, you know, ignorant, one can dispel their ignorance by means of the Buddha's teachings.
도나 정제 타서 가르치지 권하여 라니를 매나이 자글 송도.
So if in brief, you know, the Buddha's teachings can be seen as the medicine which is which can be which is capable of which is capable of, you know, extinguishing all the different diseases or the illnesses.
그래서 등등이 소년부지다 가야나 로아 나서 제로라 다리.
So you may wonder what kind of teaching is this, and then we should look for it.
단어가 속이 러드에 상적이 소년의 세우도 때때는 제목만도 가르쳤습니다.
So what about the teaching that we are now listening to? Is that the Buddha's teaching? You know, something that is not really pleasing to me. If you think like that.
나서기 수호들 발란에 두네 강전에 미바진에 군리 땡에 매와라다 대경으로 손에 태고에 말했습니다.
The reason why someone may find it not really soothing because we don't really take it as a really seriously and really determined or tenacious about implementing that kind of the teaching into the daily practices.
멤버 이처럼 네바데스 라고르당으로 소게 케알레네 메토고에 말했습니다. 로아 멤비 처럼 네팔에서는 러그여리 아니 나로속이 네팔에 뭐 케알레네 메토고 메와 대징아로 태고에 말하다.
So we ordinary beings are like, you know, the patient in the hospital who really recognize that they are really patients one with the sickness. And the problem is we are not really we are not really obedient to the doctor of the Buddha. You know, we are not following the prescriptions.
대령어 선지 이거도 선지기 소니기 나를 처문에 여바데 디디지 세고로 가정에 내시듯이 이렇게 말하다. 무슨 알아지 이렇게 되어 와서라다.
So since we have listened to the teachings which really talks about and pertains to the good qualities of the Buddha's body and the Buddha's speech. You know, though I don't have that much expert in, you know, expert in explaining these the Buddha's qualities, which can be very eloquent to you, but in brief, I did that.
The military had done my interview. I mean, today's the zoo job, today's something which is yesterday. The kind of job you are doing, so that you can do that. The sample of soil to go there.
So we can really reflect on if there is such a possibility of the beauty that the Buddha has that it claims and in the Lamrim text claims. We can just reflect on that.
인사는 당근성 공화도 이제는 류도다. 인자는 단어발랑아 초상제기 구성토지 송 아니 로아 구성토지의 땡어 만세야제 근데지 저소머지 여바데 여바하 먹어야지네 나서때 단어발랑 코알라 코샹스 당근에 딘디지 용세된 라마세된 근데 송세야 당근에 여네 여사리 당아로는 딘디지 용나지 오늘 용어 쇼 용의 제마로 용어 지가 제긴이다 로아 제토버지 내는 수비 라마나 정말 신절로로 지라고 그랬지 용토사를 말하다 지 선발로 소화하는지
Now let us dedicate the merits that we may have accumulated by means of the listening to the teachings, the particularly the teachings that discussed on the good qualities of the Buddha's speech and the Buddha's body, and just try to reflect on ourselves the fact that, you know, the reason why that we are still in the samsara or the cyclic existence is due to the fact that we haven't been able to encounter with such a teachings, and particularly we ignored there's the existence of the Buddhas and Dhammas and Sanghas. So without that kind of recognitions, then we have been wandering in the samsara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gyo
Yeah.